Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody just look back over your life and see where it brought you from. How many of you know prayer changes? I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Prayer changes. I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Now I was in a real bad abusive relationship, knowing that there was no way for me to live. A young girl like me, raised up in a good family, way too young to endure such misery. And every night I cry myself to sleep from all the pain. And the more I pray for sunny days, it seems to rain. At any given time, for no reason at all, so, so hard. My God, sometimes I fall. Mama asks what happened to me, and I take up for him. She said the devil's a liar, and pray God get rid of him. And now I'm going to school, hitting those books, I'm doing fine. He's out my life, I'm not confused, got peace of mind. Man, I tell you, prayer changed, it changed.
Prayer changed,
oh it changed.
Prayer changed,
I'm a witness.
Prayer changed,
that I know.
Prayer changed,
it changed.
Prayer changed,
it changed.
Prayer changed,
I'm a living witness.
Prayer changed
me. I was a freshman in college, and I had just made it on the basketball team.
Yeah. Hey, good evening, everyone. This is D&K Bible Break. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. We just want to wish everyone a good evening. Hope that you had a blessed day, a blessed weekend. And again, we're live on Blog Talk Radio. For those that's on the internet, we want to thank you for joining us. For those that's on the phone lines, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, and thank you again to all our sponsors, Pepsi, Pizza Hut, Outback, Steakhouse, Finish Line, Brentwood Publishing, Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. We just want to say thank you, and thank you for tuning in for D&K Bible Break with my host, my beautiful wife, Miss Kay.
Good evening. Happy Monday.
And we just want to thank all those that are listening. All over. We just want to say thank you. Again, we got we're going to do something a little different today on D&K Bible Break. We're going to have a discussion, conversation, a debate, and you're going to get different opinions. I have a special guest that's going to be joining us as well with the topic we're talking about. We're going to have Deacon Lee Stanton joining me today because he is a musician, and we're going to be talking about some music. Last week, my wife had a comment about the song I played, Prayer Changes Things. And I love that song because it's testimonies about how prayer changes things. Despite the individual who sings the song, I could really care less about the individual that sings it. It's just the song. And we got in this debate, and we're going to continue it today. So here we go. I played it again today. My wife thinks I'm playing it because she doesn't like it. She doesn't want to listen to it. And I'm going to let her give her opinion, and I'm going to bring in a real musician because I want to hear from a musician's standpoint. And I don't want to turn it into an R. Kelly thing, but we're going to start with R. Kelly because we know he's on trial. He's in the news for taking advantage of young girls underage as he was an adult. And I don't want to get too much on that information. If you know R. Kelly, you know what he's going through. But his music, his gospel, as my wife wants to say, religious song, I like them. And it doesn't, because I'm listening to the words. But I want her to give her side of the story. I don't want to seem like I'm just going to bully her into making her believe what I believe. I want her to, you know, say what she thinks. So go ahead, Kay.
Now, you know you can't do that anyway, so just let's start there. But before you open it up, you want to go ahead and open this up in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you right now, Father God. We want to thank you for giving us this platform, Father God. Father God, First and foremost, we want to give you all the praise and all the glory. And Father God, if there's anything in us that's not like you, we ask that you clean us up right now, Father God. I forgive us for all sins and unknowing sins, Father God. And Father God, we ask that we may be a help, a blessing to someone who's listening to this broadcast. And Father God, we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So I'm just going to just touch briefly on the reason I don't feel that that song should be played. Granted, the person that sings the song, he is a talented person. However, when I listen to the lyrics of that song, I mean, you listen to it, you enjoy it. But, you know, the song was written in 2004, or released, I should say. I don't know when it was written, but it was released in 2004. And just listen to the first part of the song that you played. It's about a young girl who's in an abusive situation, and she's praying about it. And in my mind, I'm thinking, this is mockery, because it's like you're speaking for this young girl who's being abused, and you are the abuser. And it just rubs me the wrong way. Like, you're singing about this, talking about prayer. We all know prayer changes things. The devil know prayer changes things. That's why he don't want us praying. That's why you get tired when it's time to pray, or you can't come up with the words when it's time to pray. I mean, he knows all of this. So, yes, prayer does change things. But for him to be the person, I mean, back before, I didn't know anything about what was going on, like, for real, what was going on. So, yeah, I like the person that sang the song. I mean, I enjoyed his music, and I don't want to say I like that song because I didn't know it that well, but I know you like the song, and I know it's not really about the song itself. It's more about the underlying person that is singing the song to me, because to me it's a mockery of what he was actually doing. And it's like, is this a joke? Like, why are you singing this when you were doing this at the same time to somebody's child? Allegedly, if I could say it that way, allegedly. So I have no parts. I don't want to have no parts. I don't know anything about if this gentleman has asked for forgiveness, if he repented. But from what I can see, he's acting like he's the victim. And I just don't like it.
I'm gonna bring Dink and Lee on one side. I have one question to ask you. So you mean to tell me? I just want to make sure that everybody hearing is right, because I'm going somewhere in a minute with this. So you don't want to listen. You won't listen to his song based upon what he allegedly did. Am I hearing that correctly?
Right. It's not something, it's not like I don't know that it's not in the news, because I know. So, yes, my feelings on who he is and what he stands for, no, I'm not listening to his music.
Okay. I'm going to come back to you in a minute. I want to bring in Deacon Lee Stanton. He is a musician, and he has a studio. He records. He's around other musicians. And I just want to get his take on what you said. I just want to hear what he has to say about the situation. And I just want to get a musician, because I'm going to go somewhere with this in a minute. So I'm going to bring on Deacon Lee. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, the floor is yours. You heard what we're talking about, so I'm going to let you talk.
Okay. First of all, let me say that God can use anybody. You know, he can use a drug addict. He can use a rapist. He can use anybody. But do I listen to R. Kelly's music? No. And he's very talented, very anointed when it comes to music. But the main reason why I don't listen to it is because people can speculate, whatever, but this guy's on video doing what he did to that young lady, and he totally, not only was he having sex with her, but he was humiliating her by urinating on her. And that's just the option, you know, just the option and a choice that I made, that I'm not going to listen to his music. And like I said, God can use anybody. But when you sat there and the video leaked and you saw it for yourself, it's just a choice. We all have choices. We all make choices every day. We choose what we want to eat. We choose what we want to drink. And personally, my choice was not to listen to his music again. I mean, that step, that was the party song for everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, every wedding you go, they play that.
Right.
Yeah. That was the song. Everybody jumped on the dance floor when they heard that.
So, you know, I'm just speaking because, you know, we've all been to weddings, and I was going to get to that in a minute. They play that song, Everyone Loves, Step in the Name of Love. They do the line dance and then all of that. And if you ain't, you know, I like it. You know, when I'm driving long distance, you know, it's something. Now, the way I listen to music, a little different than what y'all listen to music, because the individual I never considered. Now, I think he's a sick individual, and they should put him under the jail just by what Deacon Lee's talking about, the video and all that kind of stuff. I'm not in that. But when you listen to the song, prayer changes things. You know, it has nothing to do with him. I don't even be thinking about him. It's the song that's ministering. And like Deacon Lee said, the Lord can use anybody. But yet and still, I just want to say this, and I don't want to hurt no one's feelings, but there has been times, and I know my wife can relate because we come from the same hometown, where you can sit up and listen to a sissy sing praise and worship, get up and get into the spirit and forget that sissy is singing the song, leading praise and worship. But then we'll come right back and talk about them and criticize them for their lifestyle. But we know that they're living wrong. And they saying that God can't change them, but it goes on in a lot of churches. And a lot of churches, and I've been a part, going into church, I ain't saying that I was a member or anything, but that was praise and worship, and they were good. And you have no problem doing praise and worship with them knowing what they do. But yet, because this man is on public display with videos and stuff, but you can't separate the music from the individual.
Let me say something real quick. Because let's keep it where it's at, because he wasn't doing this with grown women. Let's just make that clear. He's a pedophile. He was not doing this with consensual grown women. These were kids. And I draw the line supporting anybody who's going to rob a child of their innocence like that. So that's the main difference. So
you're taking it as
that's what he's in trouble for. He's in trouble because these were minors.
He should be under. I have no issue with what you're saying.
I can't separate the child molester from somebody who's practicing whatever they're practicing as an adult. Personally.
Okay, that's
just
fine.
Just because their kids can't defend themselves.
That's your take. That's your take.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's a lot of these preachers that people listen to, and because it ain't out there in the public, you know they're sissies, you know what they're doing, and yet and still we listen to them. You know that they're robbing or whatever. Now, sin is sin, and I heard you say this a lot of times, there's no great bigger sin than little sin. Sin is sin. And yes, being a pedophile is one of the worst, and they will get dealt with once they get to prison. They will get dealt with the way they're supposed to be dealt with. Now, separating the two, when you hear music and you're listening to music, when you go to church, if you're not listening to your pastor, you're listening to a guest speaker, you don't know nothing about it, but you're listening to him, you can separate the individual from the message. You can separate that. And when you listen to the message, if you're worried about what the individual.
You said you don't. Hold on. The key word, you don't know. But when you do know, there should be a change. I don't know. You may know.
Okay. You can tell. You can tell when a preacher is pimping the church, you can tell. It's just automatic. You can tell because they flock together. And when they flock together, we want to make it so, because we don't know. We do know. We just can't prove it, but we know. We have common sense. You know when it's cold, your body tell you it's cold. When it's hot, the body tell you it's hot. When you're around individuals that you know that's not right, just because you can't prove it, it ain't about proving it, it's about discernment. And when you listen to a song, if you put the individual with the song, then it's just my opinion, and I'm going to let Deacon Lee talk because I don't want to take over everything. But my opinion is when you're listening to someone and the Lord is speaking to using that individual, regard that song, it can change things. Now, I'm going to slow down because there's a lot I want to say, because just with listening to what you're saying, to me, it's kind of hypocritical. That's just my opinion. When you can just say you're not going to listen to this man because of what he did, compared to, especially in the church, because we should be able to separate, okay, the sin side from listening to the music. And I'm gonna get you somewhere in a minute, because you made a comment that I'm going to bring up another individual, and we're going to go for them. But Deacon Lee, do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, what you also have to think about is the state of mind that he was in while he was making these songs. He made that song probably around the same time that he was abusing children.
10 years before he married Aaliyah. So yes, and she was a minor. So that's my whole point. It's like his mind is, anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then you said something about, you know, the sissy leading the choir or the sissy directing the choir or singing in the church. That falls under leadership, because the church that I go to, the pastor that I serve under, that's not going to happen. It's
okay.
not going down.
But, okay, I agree with you, the church you go to, but I'm saying there's been, of course, I can't speak for you, Deacon, but I know Kay, my wife, she's been to church with her sissy, and the praise and worship was good, and everyone is praising, falling out, doing all cartwheels, and then we said, oh, well, we don't know, God could change. We make all these excuses for them, and we now put it on the leadership, but we know that the person is leading it, and we're participating with the service, because that's what we do. We participate with it, and we go along with it. And I just know this for a fact, in local, I ain't even going to mega churches. There's local churches, especially where we come from in Ohio. We know some of the great choirs got sissies as leaders. And then I will take it a stretch forward, because it makes me think that the leader may be a little funny too. But then again, it could be a money thing. I don't really care, but it is what it is. Now, if you can separate, okay, that choir was on the bomb. They did this. They did that. Okay, fine. Can you separate it? But then again, you get an artist, a well-known artist, who's nasty, who did some horrible things, write such beautiful music. When I consider Prayer Chant, I like that song. It ain't got nothing to do with R. Kelly. It ain't got nothing to do with his mic, the song. Anyone that can sing that song, and they can tear up a church singing that song. Now, if you look at him, oh, that's R. Kelly's song. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to listen to it because R. Okay, isn't that being hypocritical? Just a little bit.
No,
but then again,
no, it's not hypocritical. I'm going to tell you why it's not hypocritical. That's my radio in my car. It's a choice.
Yeah,
I'm not, you know, it's a choice whether you can listen to whoever you want to. It's a choice. I can listen to R. Kelly, or I can switch it over and listen to Doobie Powell. It's a choice. So I don't think it's hypocritical, because the choice is yours to make. We're not condemning him and saying we hope he goes to hell and we do this and this. No, it's just a choice of who you want to listen to or not.
Okay, I can accept the fact that it's your choice. And just to take it a step further, that's your choice. If you like it, fine. It's like you make a choice which you want to eat for dinner. If you want to have fried chicken or baked chicken, that's your choice.
Exactly. That's what I said earlier.
But at the same time, that I'm trying to make a point, because we're talking about music. We're talking about gospel music. And I'm saying, because we're putting this individual in a situation, not the music, not the song, not the words. What are you saying, Kay?
That you said that was a gospel song?
It is a gospel song.
Okay.
Well, why is
and then you can go. Then you can go even deeper. You can go. You can take that song even deeper with the state of mind he was in while he was doing. Who was he praying to?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
He's in the music industry.
I'm going to try to do something to prove my point. I'm going to try to do something to prove a point that, okay, the song Prayer Changes and Who Is He Praying To? There's another song he said that he saved me. Now, I wonder what kind of mindset was he in, and
Let me ask you this. Any point of that song, he saved me, did he use the word God? I don't remember him saying
that. Jesus.
Prayer changes. Did he use the word God?
Okay, well, I mean, you're right. I don't know, but I'm going to find out. I just want to see if this comes up. Hold on. Can y'all hear that?
Very
not
low. Kind of distorted a little bit in low.
I can't hear the words on that song, so I don't know what it's
distorted. It's distorted.
Sound distorted. Okay.
It's low.
Okay.
No, prayer changes when you play them again. It's sounding great.
Right.
But
right. Okay. I don't have that one in my studio. I was just trying to play something because y'all saying the mindset. Now, a deacon. You're a musician, and you've heard probably stories, and my father was a musician. I've heard things. We never know the condition of anyone singing any song. There's some gospel artists, and some of them say that when they went in the recording studio, they was high and drunk. So when we say what kind of condition they were in, we don't know. All we're looking at is the words that's being presented. And as it's uplifting, we don't know the condition. There's some preachers.
Cousin,
yes.
We know now, though. That's the thing. We know now. We know what came out over these last several 20-plus years. We know now. That's the difference. When you don't know, that's one thing. But when you do know, you can't go back and say you don't know anymore because you do know.
Right.
So
when you don't know, it's speculation.
So wait a minute. So you mean to tell me that when you heard a song, and you heard the song, and then when you find out about the individual and what he did, but when he sung the song, and it tore the church up, but yet, he was doing drugs during that time. So the people who got saved during that time, that was just because they didn't know? So I have a hard time. See, I believe the Lord will use you and your talent. And if you find out something bad,
my issue, I'm not saying you guys are doing it, it just sounds like he's a pervert. That's my issue, because I know that allegedly, I guess I got to say it like that. That's my issue. I'm not talking about nobody that's on drugs. I'm not talking about nobody that has a gambling problem or any. I'm talking about somebody who's doing something to children. That's my issue. So
I can't speak on other. I know sin is sin, but when you come for the babies, that's I draw the line. I can't get past that part. And that's
it. I agree.
I don't agree. And when I say I don't agree, I say that because if you don't know, you don't know. And then when you find out, it's like, oh, from the point you find out something, my wife, whether it's with the babies or, well, I mean, you have a heart for kids, so I understand that. But there's other people that have a heart for something else. And what I'm saying is this. We can listen to Kirk Franklin, and they can play Kirk Franklin in the clubs, and we'll say, oh, well, they were reaching people because the music is going, no, because you can't understand nothing Kirk Franklin is saying in some of his songs. It sounds so
worldly. Don't be coming for my boy.
Yet,
don't even talk to my boy like that.
I'm coming for him. I'm coming for him because you don't know where he at. You don't know what Kirk Franklin, you don't know what he's singing, you don't know what he's saying. In a typical way, it's like a James Brown, a gospel singer that's like James Brown. You don't understand it. And it sounds so much like worldly music to the point where if you're in a club and you're playing Kirk Franklin, it is worldly. And I ain't got nothing to do with him cussing his son out.
Playing Kirk Franklin, I'm going to move too. Wherever it's played at, I'm going to move to it. So let them know too.
No. I'm going to stop you right there. Because when it comes to music, this is just Elder Oliver's opinion, and I got some scripture for it, too. It's the same Jesus was yesterday, today, and forever. What was being played back then, you don't have to cross over. You don't. We choose to do it because we want to push the envelope so far. We want to push the envelope so far. Now you got kids dancing in the church. I ain't talking about being led in the spirit dancing. I'm talking about dancing. Doing the whatever they're doing, and you got kids doing it too, and you seen the videos of it. One of the little boys went to your church back home, dancing.
I don't have nothing to say about it because me personally, I enjoy it, so I can't. I'm not the person to speak on it.
Okay.
If it's gonna save them, if it's gonna draw them, how's that drawing anybody? Hold on. Didn't you just say that God can use anybody? He can use anybody. You just don't know. You don't know.
Oh, but see, so what you're saying is hypocritical because you're saying, because how you know he didn't use
it's
this
not,
man that's a pervert?
It's not.
See, that's what's wrong. How do you don't know? And the thing
this
about
man
it
is
you want...
Hold on. Let's get a difference between, let's just break down the difference. The person that you're talking about, he is talented. So I'm sure he
another
was born
person I'm
with
talking
this,
about is
this,
talented.
Hold on.
Kirk Franklin
let me
is
finish.
Talented.
Let me finish. He was probably born with this ability, you know, passed down from generation. His mama could sing. His sister could sing. You know, it just runs in the family. They can just sing. There's a difference between a natural gift, which he's naturally talented, and then they're talented, and there's a difference between a spiritual gift. I got a scripture here. My lovely sisters in Christ sent me. Gifts and talents are without repentance. So he is talented. Gifts are from the Lord. There's a difference. So yes, can he sing? Yes, he can sing. Does not mean that it's the Holy Ghost leading him. He's just talented. He know how to put the pen to the paper and write.
How do we know that don't go for Kirk Franklin? How do we know that don't go for Kirk Franklin? Because he didn't cross
over. I don't know that it don't go for Kirk Franklin, but I know so far to this day, I haven't heard anything about him messing with no kids. That's my biggest thing.
And
so,
let me add this too.
That's why I don't like the music. Go ahead.
And like you were saying earlier about the gay choir director and the gay singers in the choir, it says in the Bible that that type of behavior is an abomination. So by being an abomination, I don't have my phone with it. If anybody can look up and read out what abomination means? Maybe I can drop it. I'm afraid to drop. If I drop it, will I stay on?
If you don't, I'll get you back on.
Okay, let me drop my phone, and then we're going to. Okay.
It's a thing that causes disgust or hatred. You want the spiritual meaning?
Right.
All right, so let me get that for you. An abomination, as mentioned in the Bible, is a violation of God's law and the tenets of Christianity. That's what I pulled up.
Well, I just learned something, too, because I thought abomination was more of a judgment.
It's vile, shameful, detestable action, anything greatly disliked or abhorred. It's
right.
Disgusting.
I agree with you, and I'm wholeheartedly in all of that, but at the end of the day, when we are, like you all both said, we have choices. And knowing the choices, we also have discernment. And there's no difference in when a person is singing, performing, whether it's talent or he's being led. At some point, we just don't know because we get in the spirit. If we're really in the spirit, everybody has something wrong with that when it comes to living. We all sin and come short of the glory of God. We all have that in us. And if the Bible says, if any man says that he hasn't, the truth isn't in him. So therefore, we all struggle with something. Now, in the mindset, now there's been some preachers, some singers, Pastor Long, who's passed away, out of Atlanta. He was messing around with them little boys, but had a mega church. Mega church settled out of court and paid them some money and settled out of court. But yet before all of this, if you listen to go back, YouTube, some of his sermons and listen to them and watch the people fall out, you going to tell me that they didn't know something was going on? There was nothing, but he was a talented speaker. He was well rehearsed with scriptures, and like I was, he was fooling everybody. But he had some things going on with some little boys. There's some other preachers that's not as big as he was that has the same thing going on. But because we don't know it, you couldn't cast judgment on him because we're judging them, and you come back with scripture, we can't judge them. We've all sinned and come all short. We don't know. But the signs are there. The signs are there. And every time I preach about it, people come, you can't say that because you don't know. The signs are there. If you got a bunch of sissies hanging around your church, if you got certain stuff allowing certain things going on, it comes right to the front door. It comes right at you. It's there. But because we can't prove it, okay, we don't know. We can't, okay, say for sure that this is what's going on. But the signs are there. The Lord gives
let me ask.
Sign. Go ahead.
Let me ask
ahead,
you this thing. So if Bishop Long made the same song, if Bishop Long made the same music, would you listen to it?
To be honest with you, yeah, I listen to some of his old sermons. I would go back and listen to his old sermon to hear it, to study it. Because I'm listening to the words that he's preaching, and ain't got nothing to do with what he did in his personal life. Now, he's a pervert for doing it. He's wrong for doing it. And I condemn everything that he did. But in the moment that he gets behind the pulpit and start preaching or teaching, and I'm listening to it, I cannot dismiss it because of what he did or what he was doing or what he was going through. I'm listening to the word being directed by the Holy Spirit. All them people getting up shouting and moving, is all of them hypnotized? No. Some of them have spiritual sense. And some of the words that he spoke in some of his sermons, and all of them, it was a good word. And I'm going to be mad. It was a good word. Now, I don't like him as a man. I can't stand. But when I listen to it and I study it, I don't see him. When I listen to that song I played earlier, I don't see R. Kelly. I don't see it. I'm not paying it no attention. And if I take my mindset and I go into service, and you're right, the church I go to now, you don't see it. But there's other churches you go in, you may not see it, you may not know it, but you will feel it. You know, most real men, and I'm going to say this, most real men know when they're around a sister. Most real men know. It don't take a whole lot. So you ain't got to have a whole conversation. Most real men can just come in right with this brother and just walk away. You ain't got to investigate it. Just something ain't right. It's a thing. Boom, you keep it moving. Have I been wrong sometimes? I've been wrong. But most of the time, I'm right. You know.
And let me ask you this.
How do you know? You go ahead.
Let me ask you. So do you feel that the Holy Spirit dwells in sin? The Holy Spirit.
No, it don't dwell in sin. No.
Okay.
But at that, like you said in their opening statement, God can at any given point, if he used a donkey to speak, I'm not saying that he can use that person to do. He can use that person for that individual at that moment and at that time. I believe the Lord can. But is it going to stay with that? No. No, it just won't happen. But I believe this is just me. This is my opinion, and I might be wrong, and I'm going to be subject. I could change my mind next week if I want to. But I believe when a person is doing something for the Lord, even though they're corrupt, if they have a platform, sometime the Lord will let a word go out. It ain't about the individual. It ain't never supposed to be about the individual. It's never supposed to be about the individual. It's supposed to be about whether the word that is being spoken at that time is coming from the Lord. And some of these mega preachers, I don't even want to go mega preachers, but I don't want to say some preachers' names. I don't want to get in trouble with my wife by mentioning other preachers that I know that are phony. But even some of the phony preachers that we know, when they orchestrate and they get an audience and they're speaking, some of the stuff sometimes they speak is truth. Now, their life may not line up because they're well seasoned. They've been taught how to preach. They've been taught how to put stuff together. When you're putting God's word out there and you're using the formula that the Lord has given us, the tools, always good. God's word is always good. It don't matter where it comes from. You can take a sinner who don't believe in Jesus and have him read John 3:16, and it may affect somebody because it's not his words, it's God's words. So when they're using God's words, can it be received? Yes, it can. That's just my opinion. Now, can this person go on and try to live a life and be lukewarm and try to go back and forth? No, I don't believe that. I believe that what happens is God will bring his private public, and then you will see, just like he did with R. Kelly, just like he did with Bishop Long and a lot of other people that's going around living in sin. At some point, God is going to shine his light on you, and it's going to become public. Just like with Pastor Gray, who's been having an affair on his wife. And when I got on this a couple years ago, my wife, you can't say that if she forgave him. I said, something's wrong with that man. Something was wrong with him the first time. I said it on my Chaos show. Something was wrong with him. And again, he did the exact same thing. You can't go and buy somebody a car and ask them for forgiveness. Forgiveness comes from with the heart. You shouldn't have to buy. If I hurt my wife, if I go buy her the car of her desire or get her a big diamond, and she forgives me, I'm still going to do the behavior because she can be bought. And that's exactly what happens with these pastors. They mess up. They go and buy this and buy that for their wives. Their wives just let it go, sweep it under the rug, because he didn't bought your forgiveness, and went right back and did the same thing. Now he got a special coming out because he wants to start a new church. After two times, he didn't got caught with other women. And I'm supposed to sit here and say, let's give him a chance because he asked for forgiveness?
He has a problem. God showed us his problem. Until he deals with it, he's going to continue to make these same mistakes. And it ain't like it's been a long time. He went a year, 2 years, then he did the exact same thing he did before. And what I'm saying when it comes to music, and we all know that the devil was the choir director up in heaven before he got kicked out, music can affect all of us because we all love music. We're all music lovers. And if we listen and we like something, that's what we like. But in my maturity, a couple years ago, I'd be like, I ain't listening to nothing R. Kelly says. But I'm not about R. Kelly. It's about the song. Prayer changes things. Has prayer changed things in my life? Yes, it has. So when I hear the song and listen to the word, I can relate. I can't relate with nothing with R. Kelly. I can't relate with nothing with Bishop Long.
Can you just tell me, honestly, when you listen to the beginning of that song that you just played tonight, and you listen to him, now he's the writer. Nobody writes his lyrics for him. He's the writer of his own stuff. So by him writing his own music, and he was this type of person doing what he was doing, and he's writing about a young girl who's in a situation, don't you think that's contrary to, it's like he's mocking what he was doing at that time, speaking from one of his victims' point of view. He was speaking from, his victim is crying out. His victim is praying. His victim wants prayer to change their situation. That was him writing his own lyrics. And it's like, that's the part, I don't see how you don't see that part, that he's talking about a young girl pretty much acting out what he's doing and how he's making this child feel, crying herself to sleep. Like, I don't see how that can be an enjoyable song. Yes, we know prayer changes things, so I'm not saying that prayer doesn't, but it's just look at what he was doing at that time to even write those lyrics for this child that he's doing this to.
Well, let me ask you a question.
And I agree, because if you go back and look at that first album that he wrote for Aaliyah, it's all in the album. Age ain't nothing but a number.
Yes, and he married her because she was pregnant, according to what came out in the news last week. Like, you're doing this stuff with kids, and you're making a profit off of it because we are buying his music, we are listening to his music, we're going to his concerts. So it's like he's entertaining us while he's doing all this dirt. That's why I can't go back and say I'm down with it.
Just let me say that I have never bought an R. Kelly album, and neither do I plan on it. Along with a lot of other artists that may not be like R. Kelly, I've not bought their album, period. All what I'm saying is if I was to look that deep into a lot of these other artists that we look at, and I'm going to say some stuff, and I'm going to chill for a minute after I say what I'm going to say, but I was watching this reality show with this one gospel singer who was doing a whole lot of stuff, drinking and cussing and smoking, and still singing. And they put her show on what's it? I just watch these shows with my wife, so I'm not particular with the name. Fix My Life with Alana, and it showed you what she was doing and what she was going through for what part of what she was going through. And I can what's that lady's name?
But she was showing her struggles.
No. What's her name? What was her name? And she was full of hell. Now, she wasn't messing with no little kids or anything, but she was doing some other stuff.
Leandra.
Okay, yeah. Now, go Google her and listen to some of her music and listen how talented she is. But go back and look at her life, Six Alana's life, and the same questions y'all just pointed out with R. Kelly, the mindset that he was in, look at her mindset when she was recording these albums. The only thing different was she wasn't messing with no little boys, but she was doing everything else. And that's when I say hypocritical, because God used that young lady, her voice, her talent, for whenever it needed to be used. When the words was going out, they're God's words. They're not our words. Those words that's coming out, R. Kelly's prayed for me, those God's words, and it can help anybody.
in a situation that is on a spiritual low.
I can't. That's sin is sin. I'm not saying one sin is greater than the other because we all know sin is sin. I just can't get with. Maybe I don't need to say nothing else. I can't get with it. So I like Leandria, and I will continue to listen to her music. So, but
wait a minute.
Sorry.
You mean to tell me, sin is sin. But the
yes.
Her mindset when she was recording them albums, where was her mindset at, Miss K? Where was they at?
I will continue. She ain't on trial.
I'm asking a question.
She ain't.
I'm asking about that individual.
I'm not answering.
See, there you go.
So you can't have it both ways.
That's straddling the fence. You can't have it both ways.
It's not. I can't.
It is. That's your choice.
It's
but
a choice.
You're still straddling
the
fence.
Everything is a choice that we do. I have a choice to turn it on. I have a choice to turn it off. So everything is a choice.
Right. So next time I'm saying something about some homosexual preachers, don't say that I can't say it because I do have a choice. That's my choice because they're doing stuff they ain't got no business doing. And if you want to take the stand where you want to take the stand because he's a child molester, I get it. He should be under the prison. And when he gets to prison, believe you me, people like that will get dealt with. What I'm saying is spiritually, because he wasn't in the right mind frame or whatever, and his talent took him, and he was just dumb, stupid, whatever, however he tried to do it, it didn't work. God exposed him. And because God exposed him, okay, we all know what he's about. But at the end of the day, when it comes to a person that needing to hear prayer changes, it ain't got nothing to do with R. Kelly. We can go get somebody else to sing that exact same song to have that exact same impact. But we're going to sit up there and that's an R. Kelly song, so I don't want to listen to it. Okay, well, that's your choice. But if a person needs to hear, because it's from the Lord, I'm talking about the song, I ain't talking about R. Kelly, is regardless of what mindset he was in when he sung it, we live in a world that God is just that amazing. He can turn something and turn it into a good thing. Now, you said all of that, and I'm going to say this because you got me going now. Got people texting me and emailing me stuff, crazy stuff. We can go to Kirk Franklin and take his song Stomp, put it in a nightclub, and let it be played. Or this Revolution, whatever the name of that song is, and put it in a club, and they say, well, oh, gospel music can be, you don't know how that's changing people in a club. Okay, I think that's the most craziest thing I ever heard before in my life. Because now you're taking something that's gospel, and you're putting it in a place where people who sometimes molest kids be in them type of clubs, some people who's doing all type, be in them type of clubs, and you mean tell me you're going to take a song that you can't understand nothing that this man is saying, and woo, whatever, and boom, it's okay. We'll okay that. We'll take a song, a great song person like Shirley Caesar, and make her make a song with Snoop Dogg, and we know what he represents, but we okay with that. Because it's sure, we reaching other people. What's behind that? I wait.
Wow.
Because evidently they're yoked. It says don't be unequally yoked. You can't be living for the Lord and then go to somebody like a Snoop and try to come up with a gospel song. It don't mix. It's just like you said, y'all said. But we do it and we listen to it. It's our choice, but my choice is messed up. I don't want to hear it. I didn't even know Shirley Caesar did a song with Snoop until my wife told me last week, and I had to look it up.
Yeah, he came
and
out with a whole gospel
against that.
He came out with a whole gospel album.
Yeah, he did.
Let's go back. If you say you're totally against that, then you're contradicting what you're saying by listening to the R. Kelly song.
Well, okay, let me rephrase. I know where you're going. I'm not against it, but when y'all talking about
say,
it, right now, hold on, let me clean it up. What y'all talking about right now
about R. Kelly,
I'm
what y'all are
saying,
what you guys are saying, and what I'm saying, look, I listen to it, but then again, if y'all making such a big deal about me playing the song R. Kelly, and I'm not saying y'all made a big deal about it, but the comment was a rage, y'all don't listen to him because of his situation. Okay, I got that. Fine. That's y'all's choice. My choice is I like the song. Now, from the same words y'all are using and use against me, I'm just throwing it right back at you. I'm saying
if you can't listen,
how am I supposed, if I'm listening to y'all, how am I supposed to take Shirley Caesar with Snoop Dogg in a gospel album?
Because, like you said before, it's just a song. So that was a contradiction. It's just a song. If God can use anybody. That's what you've been saying the whole time. So,
okay, that's what I said. God can use anybody. But now that y'all didn't want to double team against me and want to say that R. Kelly's song is just wrong and y'all don't want to listen
against,
to it,
you just said
all
something
I'm
that contradicts
is,
what you said before, and I just pointed it out. That's it.
No, I didn't. I'm the only reason I'm contradicting myself
R.
to what y'all said to
what's
me.
The difference
I'm
R.
not
Kelly
contradicting myself.
Dog.
Really, y'all is the one contradicting you. I
hold,
said
hold
I
on.
Like the song.
What?
Prayer changes things.
Husband.
I said I
husband,
like
hold
it.
Hold on.
But what I also
husband,
said was, how in the world
husband.
Can y'all say what you say, and then you want
pause.
Me? And I'm yes.
Pause. I wanted to hear what Deacon Stant was trying to say.
So what I'm trying to say is, thank you. You said earlier with the R. Kelly song, right? And you were saying that he's singing Prayer Changes Things, and you was cool with that.
Right.
But then when you talked about, when you said something about Shirley Caesar singing with Snoop Dogg, let me finish. You said you didn't agree with that. That's a contradiction.
Okay,
because
let
how
me,
do
let
you
me
know?
Let
how do you know? Basically, let me finish.
Fast,
let me finish. Please,
late,
please, let me finish.
I talk
please,
fast.
Let, please,
you
let
you
me
try
finish.
To put me on the court.
Hold on.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
So what's the contradiction? Because you agreed with the R. Kelly thing, but you disagreed with the Snoop Dogg thing. I haven't seen Snoop Dogg peeing on a 13-year-old. I've seen R. Kelly do. I think everybody in the whole world wanted to just watch it just
wow.
to see if it was really him.
Wow.
That's a contradiction, bro.
Wow. Okay, no, let me explain it. Let me explain what I said. I said I like the song Prayer Changes Things. Let's just get that out there. I started off last week, said I like the song. I'm saying I like the song right now. There's another song he sings that says, He Saved Me. I like that song by R. Kelly. I like it. I don't like R. Kelly. I think he's a scum of the earth. I like the song, period. Now, listening to you two talk throughout the show, and I just made a comment about Shirley Caesar singing with Snoop Dogg. And what I'm saying is this. I haven't heard the song, but if I was to listen to you two, I have a problem with that because of Snoop Dogg and what he represents. Everyone sees Snoop Dogg. No, he ain't peeing on nobody, but he's always smoking weed. He's always smoking Old Spirit.
It's still a contradiction.
How's that
contradiction? It's still a contradiction. Because, you don't agree with Snoop because he smokes weed, but
I didn't
you
say,
agree
listen,
with
wow,
this. You,
wow. Y'all really touched me.
Visual evidence out there.
So let me ask a question. Because I didn't even know Shirley Caesar sung with Snoop Dogg until my wife told me. And when she told me, I'm like, oh, okay. I haven't heard the song. But what I was saying to what you guys are saying, you're saying there's visual evidence about R. Kelly, he messing with these girls, Mary Lee, all this information that's out there about R. Kelly, which is true, and I believe he did it. I'm not going to say allegedly, because the video I did shows that he did do it. So there's no allegedly needs to be said. Right. So what you're saying there, boom, all that what you're saying. Okay, when all that evidence, you choose, both of you choose not to listen to R. Kelly. Got it. Understand it? That's y'all's choice. But I'm going to come right back at y'all and say exactly what I said when y'all said I'm contradicting myself, which I'm not. Only thing I'm saying is, according to Yentz, your words y'all used against me is all the evidence that Snoop Dogg smoked weed, the type of lifestyle he lived with these porn videos that he didn't make. I didn't done the research. And he's going to sing with Shirley Caesars. And when I say y'all say it's okay, or it's all right, or I have a problem with it, or regardless whatever the situation is when you hear the song, you don't hear or you don't see all of that. All you see is the word. I'm not contradicting anything that I'm saying. What I'm saying is when you take someone that's spiritual like Shirley Caesars, put them with Snoop Dogg, according to what you two are saying, what you two say, not what I said. I like the song Prayer Changes Things. I ain't heard the Shirley Caesar song. I'm going to listen to it and see if I like it or not. But according to Jens, because of what Snoop represents and all the rumors I done heard about him, all the movies and stuff that he promotes, he going to make a gospel album. According to what you two said, Kay and Lee, Deacon Lee, Evangelist Kay, what y'all saying is okay for them to make a song together. It shouldn't be okay because of what one person represents. Now, Snoop is one line away, because if you look at all his movies he made and all the other movies he made, he's one step away from where R. Kelly is.
But so how can you open the gate for one person because he's talking about prayer? How can you open the gate for one person and close the gate for another person?
I didn't close the gate. I'm just listening to what y'all saying.
It goes back to what I said when we first opened. It's a choice.
Right. It's a choice. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this because y'all ain't got me, my blood pressure going up talking to y'all two tonight. It's crazy because, and everyone has the choice to listen to who they want to listen to. And as Christians, as believers, we do have that choice. I mean, I don't think, and just for everyone that's listening tonight, and I'm going to shut up after this, let my wife and Lee take us home. It is your choice. Everyone has an opinion. You may agree with me, you may disagree with me. In regard, we just want to have a healthy conversation about music and making choices. Whether you agree with me, Kay, or Lee, it really doesn't. It's your choice. At the end of the day, you put in who you want to listen to and you listen to it. But I just think it's important because we get so looking at an individual and we don't really see the positive that God is using in that individual. Now, you can take what R. Kelly did, and again, it's a unanimous decision here that he's a scum. It's a unanimous decision here that he deserves prison. He's a nasty individual. We all agree on that. But at the end of the day, when you look at everything that he put out, and when I listen to the song, I don't see. Now, Step Into Love and all that is a little different for me to listen to it now. If it's on, it's on. If it's not, it's not. I could really care less. But in my studio, years ago, back in 2008, when I put this in my studio box, Prayer Changes thing, because it did something for me, not the individual. The song did something for me. I was healed from cancer because of prayer. It ain't got nothing to do with R. Kelly. He has nothing to do with my testimony, but the song because of what it said. Now, that girl that was molested and all of that, and for all people who's going through that, the person who did it is a scum. And believe you me, if they don't get it on this side, they definitely gonna get it on the other side when they leave here. They will be judged for what they done. But most people look like when R. Kelly get to prison, I don't think he gonna last very long, because pedophiles do not last long in prison. And that's all I really got to say. I hope y'all enjoyed the show. I'm tired of talking, and I just believe that when I hear what I hear and say what I say, I think my wife, I believe she likes to play favoritism, and like what she liked. And because that one sister that we saw that was doing what she
it's
was
my
doing,
choice.
When we watched it,
it's
when
choice.
We watched, yeah, okay, it's your choice, but a hypocritical choice. It's a
hypocritical
choice. Because sin is sin. Sin is sin.
Can I say
There's
this?
No bigger sin,
can
no
I,
letter little. It's a sin is sin.
Can I give a scripture out? Can I give a scripture? I want to give out 2 Corinthians 7 and 10. It says, godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. So with this R. Kelly thing, I pray that he finds healing and forgiveness with genuine repentance. So that's what I want to say about his situation. I pray for his soul, and I pray that he get himself together. So with that
clean
being said, no, I'm not – I mean, that's for real. I mean, that's the honest to God truth. I do pray for his soul. He needs to be delivered. So anytime you're doing what you're doing, you need deliverance that only the Lord can give you. So I want to say that. And then also, I was reading in Galatians, if you all get a chance, Galatians chapter 1, read all verses 1 through 15. Awesome read. And it talks about no other gospel. There is no other gospel. So if somebody is preaching something that's contrary to the word of God, you don't need to be there. If your leader is allowing whatsoever to go on in the church, and it's not coming from the word, you don't have to be there. We all have choices. We can all do something different. Make sure everything lines up with the word of God. That's the bottom line. If it don't line up with the word of God, then you need to turn away, turn the other way. And we're not judging people. We're not condemning people to hell. This is not a Bible study that you just listened to. This is an open conversation about real world things that's going on, just so you know, we can just talk about things that you may want to learn about, I mean, or you may have an opinion about. So if you have an opinion, if you feel, you can inbox me, you can inbox my husband. It doesn't matter. If you feel that we said something that you didn't agree with, or if you want to add to it, you're welcome to do that as well. But Deacon Lee, I thank you for coming on tonight. I'm going to let you add some words in there. I don't want to take over, but if you want to add a few things, but pray for everybody. We all need, every day, we need prayer, and prayer does change things, but most of all, God changes things. So go ahead, Deacon Stanton.
First, let me say thanks for having me on. It's my first time being on, and it was fun, and looking forward to the next time. And like I said earlier, I just feel like we all make choices, and I choose not to listen to R. Kelly based on what I've seen with my own eyes, visual proof, and it's just a choice that I made for myself. And I'll just end it with that. The word for me is choices.
Amen. I want to thank you, Lee. Definitely have you come back. And I don't know if it's this week or next week, but I'm going to have a session where we talk about being a real man. I would definitely want you on for that one. But, again, this was a D&K/Chaos show, what we used to do back in the day and how we come for each other. Again, I just believe what I believe. And when I hear something, I try to hear a spiritual thing in it and not look at everything else. Like, hey, I got a degree in criminal justice, and she just investigated this man's life from top to bottom, and not about the music. It's just about the choices he's made, which was stupid, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. Everyone have a choice. I'm going to listen to Prayer Changes thing. I ain't going to do it around my wife, but at the same token, I'm going to listen to it because all that stuff that they were talking, that's their choice. I'm going to listen to it. And just to be ignorant, because, and just to be a little chaotic, I'm not going to listen to Tracy's and Snoop Dogg. I'm just not going to listen to it. Just for the same reason they're not listening to Art Kelly, I'm not going to listen to them, their song. So you can call me petty, but I'm just not. You wanna
I've never
not...
heard the song, just so you know. I've never heard it, so I don't even know the song. I just
it
know she
matter.
Did one with them.
Right. And the
so
fact
you,
that she
you
did, I'm not going to listen to it. Well,
you
it's fine.
By yourself.
It's fine. I want, for all those that are listening, we want you to tune in tomorrow night at 7 p.m. for Praise Tabernacle Bible. We'll be on same internet station, same phone number, 7 p.m. Wednesday night. Wednesday night will be Watchman on the Wall with Elder Bazaar. Thursday we have Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries live at 7 p.m. And then on Saturday we have Spiritual Sense of Life with Overseer Tim Jackson out of Dallas, Texas. And we'll be right back on Sunday morning with Praise Tabernacle Church at 9 a.m. for the Sunday morning service with Bishop Omar Zachary and Praise Tabernacle Church at 9 p.m. Again, we want to thank all those that listened in tonight, those that had a comment. And again, me and my wife, we want to open up D&K. If you have something that you want to do to give us a break on a Monday, we'll get you set up, we'll put you on, and you can talk, and the people all over will be able to listen to you, whatever you want to talk about. If you want to come on, and when I say a healthy, friendly, spiritual debate, we can do that too, because I believe that upcoming months, I'd just like to get people just to talk about different topics and get their opinions and their view, because I think we can learn if we hear different things. Because I am old school and I am closed-minded, so if I hear something different and new, I'm subject to learn more. And not saying that I can, but, you know, old school men, we believe what we believe. And until you be able to knock us down, we're going to say what we're going to say and believe what we're going to believe. So, you know, I'm opening up. Again, anybody wants to come on and want to talk, just be ready to discuss it. And hopefully we will get some more people to come on. I want to thank again Deacon Lee for coming on, a very busy man, good brother. I learned a lot just from being around Deacon Stan. I just learned a lot. It don't even have to come from the scriptures. Just the way you take every step, I've learned something spiritual. And since I've been a Praise Tabernacle, I can look at a person and draw the spiritual thing that I need out of them to help me move forward. And they don't even know what they're helping me. And that goes with a lot of other people at Praise Tabernacle. You don't even got to have a conversation. Just the way you walk your walk, it helps me be a better man, a better husband, a better brother, a better son, better father. So long as y'all know that, just continue to pray for me and my wife. Also, let me talk about, because my wife told me I need to make these announcements. The D&K crew, we're supposed to go August 27th. Now, let me just tell you what happened. And, yes, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a short version. We're not going on the 27th, and I didn't see anybody's name on the list that I knew that I needed to get a hold of. I just didn't want to say nothing because of moments like this. The reason we're not going next week is because a group of homos or some type of gay organization tagged on with my and used my discount. That means I would have had to eat dinner with them, and because I didn't want to have no parts of it, I canceled my part of the cruise. I didn't want to have no parts of that. So what I ended up doing was I'm going for my 50th birthday, December 10th. I'll put information up if anybody want to go. It'll be December 10th through the 13th of December if you want to go and on the Chaos Cruise with us. Say that again?
That depends on CDC guidelines as well. So
let me say this too. When I put it up there, now with this pandemic and the numbers going up again, it's a good chance it might get canceled. It's a good chance it might get canceled. So I'm really not trying to promote it too much because I don't want people to put their money in during the holiday season and then they say it's canceled and then you don't get your refund back. It's just not so. But I will be making announcements periodically if you want to go in December the 10th to the 13th. Another thing that we're doing right now, we're in the middle of working on a revival. I'm calling it the D&K Crusade in Lexington, Kentucky, December 24th to the 26th. We're working on the details. We're getting everything rolling, and by the end of the week, we'll have the location and everything else going forward. But we definitely will be in Lexington doing another crusade. And I just want to thank the Lord. I want to thank Praise the Tabernacle, Bishop Omar, for letting us have these revivals, because doors are opening up in other places for us to go minister the word of God. So for all the evangelists and preachers, be looking for my call because I mainly need you to come with me to help spread some of this gospel. With that being said, I'm going to let the precious Kay and her wishy-washy self dismiss us out in prayer.
Wow.
Go ahead, Kay.
Ain't no wishy-washy. Ain't no wishy-washy this way, my brother. All right.
You
also
let that sister
get out
go,
our...
even though all the hell she caused, but you won't give this brother a chance. All right, I'm done. Go ahead. I'm sorry. We over. We ain't going to discuss it no more.
I won't, so... I want to give out our email for our church. It's ptcforchrist@gmail.com. That's P for praise, T for tabernacle, C for church, forchrist@gmail.com. If you have any prayer requests, if you have any testimonies, please send those via email. If you want your data to be confidential, that's perfectly fine. You can send it anonymously or you can just say, do not mention my name. We will pray for your situation, and we would also like to hear your awesome testimonies. All right, with that being said, I'm going to close this out. Thank everybody for listening on tonight. Pray that something was said one way or the other to get you to think in, to get you to, you know, get into your word a little bit more to say, you know, Lord, what are you saying in this situation? That's the goal, for you to seek God, to see what he's telling you personally in regards to whatever you face. Let the Spirit lead you. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and close out with prayer. Father God, thank you for allowing us to come together one more time. We ask that your will continue to be done in our lives. We ask that you continue to lead and guide us, be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We pray that the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you for being our redeemer. Thank you for being our sustainer, our keeper, our provider. Thank you for just being the King of Kings and the Lord of all lords. For there is nobody greater than you. There is nobody bigger than you. We ask that you continue to keep us safe throughout the rest of this week. Continue to bless every household, for every person that's listening, for every family that's representative. Keep a covering of protection over them and their family. Give them traveling mercies. And keep them covered in your blood. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.